We love to explore what's happening this weekend and also the coming days as well, over the weeks coming up, events, food, entertainment. We're going to talk in comedy and films in a little while, because Laughter Factory is still on. It seems to get longer and longer, the Laughter Factory tour. There is a new venue, so extended through till this Friday evening, so we'll have a little look at the Laughter Factory in a while. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we're going to be welcoming Michelle Creasy, who's from Paul's Pet Planet. And they're running a very interesting, if you call it an event, course on Saturday, a first aid course for dogs.
Does that mean they teach the dog how to administer first aid?
That wouldn't be very clever, would it?
No. Well, I think it would be amazingly clever. Dog running bandages and all sorts. Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think it's great. I think it's great to be able to do first aid to your dog.
Only if they need it.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, I'd be worried about people just practicing willy-nilly, but... I wonder how many of those people are doing that course that actually don't have a first aid course for humans.
I thought you were going to say they're a dog.
So how many people are doing the course but they don't have a dog?
Just in case a passing by dog gets into trouble. But no, even more importantly,
what a brilliant concept.
Yeah.
What a brilliant concept.
Well, you'd be able to help. But yeah, but if you could, yeah, it's a good point, actually. We'll ask the ladies when they come in. Yeah, or even to work that out when they're with the people that are taking part on Saturday. The first question should be, have you got a first aid, are you a first aider for humans?
Yeah. Interesting.
But for some, you know, love their dogs, you know, humans' best friend and all that. I'm sure many of them haven't, and really just want to make sure that they're equipped to look after their animals as well as possible.
It's one of those life skills, isn't it? It's one of those things that you'd hate not to have it if you needed it.
If you're a responsible dog owner.
Absolutely. And there's nothing worse. It's like you know, if I have a cat, we're both animal lovers. There's nothing worse than your animal, your pet being hurt or upset and you can't do anything to help it. It's like your child, isn't it?
I think it's really important. I mean, just for that, if you are, and you know, there are many dog owners in the city. You only have to go to the Dubai, you know, dog show each year and see there are thousands and thousands and thousands of owners with their dogs, and sometimes there's more than one in a household. And so it's not to say that there isn't a need. In the last 3 weeks with my two dogs, I've had a cut paw, which was like at 8 o'clock at night, so I, you know, didn't really want to ring a vet, but didn't know what to do either because there was quite a lot of blood coming out.
Really?
And then just those, you know, but it, then I found out, I mean, I don't, we'll get into this in the, you know, later, but then I found out that, because you know what I did, I actually text my mother in the UK because she is the font of all knowledge when it comes to animals, in my mind, because she, you know, so, and she was brilliant. She came straight back and said, it always looks worse than it is. In fact, there's no point taking it to a vet because there's no, they won't be able to do anything because it's on the pad of the paw.
Right.
So you've just got to keep bathing it, and then, you know, obviously you might need to speak to a vet and get some kind of ointment, but you won't, it's not like it needs a stitch because they can't actually stitch it. So you see, it's just those basics. If something happens, you can administer rather than running to the vet every other day. And since then, I've had, you know, they've had conjunctivitis. So, you know, they are like kids. They get stuff, and it doesn't have to be serious, but it's like, what do you do to you know, take care of them rather than having to run to the vet every other day or every other week, and it costs a fortune.
And it is those basic principles, isn't it? It's the same with, you know, I mean, I am a first aider.
So am I.
Yeah, and it's, I found it quite important for me, actually, to be able to know, especially as I have a daughter, what to do in certain situations. You know, it's the basic things of if someone is choking, if someone actually stops breathing, if someone, you know, trips over, bangs their head, whatever, foot slips into unconsciousness, what to do. So, you know, I enjoy the fact that I know that, and it makes me feel quite secure as well, actually.
There we go. Well, we'll be talking more about dogs in the second hour. And but now, let's get on to the dads, right? So you're a dad. It is Father's Day on the 19th, on Sunday. So, you know, for all of you that need to be getting the cards written and the gifts bought, or indeed if you need to get in touch with fathers back in your home countries, it is Sunday the 19th. We've got a few things that you could be doing, giving to the fathers of Dubai. Dylan, do you want to start?
Yes, absolutely. I've found a really nice one where dads can go to the Mazana at the address in Dubai Marina, and they're celebrating Father's Day on Saturday with a challenge for would-be chefs, where the first 10 dance to be registered will go head-to-head as they create speciality pancakes in the restaurant's fully equipped cooking stations.
Okay.
So they actually get to cook their own stuff there. But there's also lots of other staff for the whole family. They've got an array of cuisines for families, and they've got a bouncy castle, a play area, and for the dads, they have face painting.
Because, you know what, I was listening to that thinking, this is more for the kids to watch their dads make a fool of themselves in some way. But maybe not, you know, obviously more and more now we're hearing of men that are really getting into the kitchen, you know, enjoying their cooking. And so, you know, you could take that quite seriously or just do it for a bit of fun. Mm. I know that your wife keeps trying to get you to, because she does quite a lot of cookery courses, doesn't
loves
she, here in Dubai?
Her cooking. Mm. Loves her cooking. Yeah. Mm. She's done the classes at, with Gary Rhodes. She's done the classes with Duncan's. Oh, I've forgotten his name now. The huge celebrity chef, Gordon Ramsay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Gordon Ramsay's classes as well. And we're now looking at going to. There's a new place where in Bur Dubai as well. It's L'Atelier de Chef, where they've got this international cooking school. And one of the things that's come up is that she wants me to go with her. And I keep mulling it over and going, well, actually, I'm quite happy for you to go and enjoy
You're
cooking.
Not really a cook, are you?
And it's
so this gift for you, this wouldn't really work for you, this gift of doing the pancakes and competing. That's the thing, you're
not
competing.
Not really, no. It's not really my bag. I mean, a gift, when you give someone a gift that they then have to work for, you know, they actually have to spend the day sweating in a kitchen. I'm like, not for me. Don't get me wrong, a lot of people really enjoy that. And, you know, as I said, my wife really enjoys going to the cooking classes, and she enjoys it as a gift. Not really my bag.
Okay, and time out in the kids' features section. You've got here, support the lads at Soccer Circus's football tournament. So this is one for the dads.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, you like your football. So wannabe football dads and their budding Beckham lads can get all competitive with their dribbling and bending at the parent-organised football tournament taking place at Soccer Circus. The five-a-side matches are open to teams of under-sevens and under-nines. What are you waiting for? Go on, son, written here in Time Out. I got this actually off timeoutdubai.com, so online. So it's free from 3 till 6 o'clock, Soccer Circus, Merdith City Centre. Mm.
Now, I find that really interesting because the first thing that sprang to my mind, my daughter would love that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, lots of girls like football.
Yeah,
lots
yeah.
of kids like playing football as well. Yeah, good one. Okay, and what else have you got then for the dads?
Okay, so we're talking more treats, and Sugar's Daddy cupcake design kits. I don't know if have you tried Sugar Daddy's?
Yes, I have.
Fantastic.
Very good.
Mm. Cupcakes. Big rage now, cupcakes, internationally. So that you can complete your own cupcake and two frostings to create your own design, or you could just buy a ready-made one. And obviously, that's in their locations in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Mm-hmm. So the Village Mall on the Beach Road and in Dubai Mall as well. Did you say Dubai Mall?
I don't know if there's one in Dubai Mall. I know there is one on Beach Road.
Yeah, Ping Pong is in Dubai Mall, and they're offering a bargain at Father's Day dinner. 80 dirhams for dads and mums, and the kids under 13 eat for free. That's a good deal. Ping Pong there in Dubai Mall. And,
that's a very good deal.
Yeah, yeah. So
how
if you like your dim
you
sum and all of that. So, yeah, nice stuff. There's lots to do. Of course, it's involving eating and food. But, you know, get out and about and enjoy the weekend as best you can. The weather is getting hotter, but obviously drawing you back into the shopping malls. Mm. Dubai Summer Surprises kicks off on the 22nd next week.
Wow, it's here already.
Yeah.
These things just zip around so quickly. It just feels like yesterday was the last one.
Now, of course, through the summer surprises, it's shorter this year. It's 5 weeks running up to Ramadan, the holy month. And that's when there will be entertainment in the malls. There's plays, there's shows in all the shopping malls around the city. Also, there's deals, of course, and sales happening. So, you know, really bringing it to the street. You know, the shopping malls are our high street, aren't they?
Yeah, completely.
So lots to do, lots to keep your kids entertained. And there's some great shows happening. I've seen the. I can't tell you yet. I don't want to spoil it. But next week, perhaps we'll be able to reveal that. But there's some good shows happening.
Really?
Lots of fun and using a lot of local talent, but also flying people in as well from outside.
I've seen some fascinating acts. Actually, I saw a human octopus once.
Did you?
Absolutely genius. It was fantastic. I haven't laughed so hard in many years. And I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in a shopping mall. It was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And it's worth checking out. It's just because you can just stroll along, go through the malls, and you can see three different acts in one mall.
Yeah.
Really worthwhile. Really enjoy it.
Okay, when we come back, we'll be talking comedy and film.